It's not easy to convince voters to approve a school funding referendum like the Unit 5 question on the November 8th ballot. Data from the Illinois Association of School Boards show only 38% of similar attempts to raise education fund tax rates have been successful statewide. Supporters of the Unit 5 referendum also have to contend with an inflationary economy while making a counterintuitive sales pitch that with some financial maneuvering, approval still leads to lower taxes. As WGLT's Ryan Denham reports, supporters will need all the help they can get.
That support is just now starting to materialize, a week after the pro-referendum Yes for Unit 5 group went public. Yard signs started popping up just this week. Bloomington Mayor Mboko Malamwe supports the Unit 5 referendum.
A community that does not invest in young people, to me, is a community that is bound for its extinction.
Mulambwe's children attended Unit 5 schools, and his father was Deputy Secretary of Education in the Congo, where Mulambwe was born.
I am someone who strongly believes in education. You know, the Bloomington Normal area has always been about that. It's really our bread and butter in this area, I believe.
The Unit 5 referendum aims to address a multi-million dollar budget deficit that's already led to painful cuts last spring in McLean County's largest school district. If the referendum fails, Unit 5 warns it'll force significantly bigger class sizes, reduced course offerings, limited extracurriculars, shorter school days, and possible school closures. Normal Mayor Chris Coos also supports the referendum.
If we lose our school system or our school system degrades to a low point, then the whole community will suffer. People will not move here. They will move out of here. They will not bring their businesses to this community. So it's crucial we have a very strong school system.
That connection between economic development and the quality of local schools is evident when Unit 5's superintendent is included in conversations with businesses being recruited to move in or expand in the community. That's according to Neil Finlan, a principal at Farnsworth Group and a board member with the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council.
It's a nice partnership between the school district, the city, the town, and the EDC efforts, and has been for quite some time.
Bloomington Normal is routinely competing with other communities as it tries to land new or expanding businesses. Finlan, who's also part of the Yes for Unit 5 steering committee, says he's sensitive to the delicate balance between tax levels and still having great schools.
Public education is alive and well in Bloomington and Normal, and that's what we're trying to do is keep it that way. And there's great choices for private schools as well. So you just can't make a mistake here.
The McLean County Chamber of Commerce did not respond to a request for an interview for this story. One of the leaders of the Chamber's Political Action Committee said he had not heard about the referendum. Patrick Hoban, the head of the EDC, declined an interview on the referendum. He said education is very important to the quality of life, but because the EDC board represents the public sector and private business, it is difficult to comment on improving schools, quote, while increasing taxes. But those who support the referendum dispute that it's increasing taxes, as Hoban says. The education fund property tax rate would increase if approved. Yes for Unit 5, though, says that would allow the district to stop using high-interest borrowing, called working cash bonds, and let other construction debt expire. After that financial maneuvering, Yes for Unit 5 says taxpayers would actually see an overall tax rate decrease starting in 2026. That averages out to about $420 in annual savings. Patrick Maneri is treasurer and spokesperson for Yes for Unit 5. He's also chief operating officer at the Bloomington Normal YMCA.
The most important thing is to understand the full context of it instead of just associating referendum with higher taxes, because as I mentioned in this case, that this referendum passing will actually decrease our taxes, which I think is very important for all of us here in the community.
Opponents of the referendum are skeptical of this claim on lower taxes. Here's Connie Beard, chair of the McLean County Republican Party.
It's a little hard pill to swallow because so far the track record has not been one to gain much confidence that while they say that they're able to retire bond debt by this increase, there's nothing to be said that they can't just keep incurring more bond debt when they decide to add on more programs. And then they come back, it's a vicious circle.
Beard says the county's GOP executive board is likely to formally oppose the referendum. She says the inflationary economy makes this a bad time for it, and that the Unit 5 school board currently does not have a good track record on financial management.
To many people, indicative that there's an issue going on at not being able to manage a budget when you continually have to keep borrowing money. That calls to question as to how well additional money is going to be managed.
Unit 5 points to external culprits that have made its budget untenable, including a significant decrease in state funding, increased state mandates, and the growing behavioral and social-emotional needs of its students. Those on the front lines of those growing social-emotional needs are Unit 5's teachers. Their union, the Unit 5 Education Association, has endorsed the referendum. Normal Community Social Studies teacher Julie Hagler is the union president. She believes voters will support the referendum, but she's considered the possibility they won't.
And it's not a terribly pretty picture. And so I hope that it doesn't come to that and that we don't have to make those hard choices about what we value most as a community.
Also endorsing the referendum are the Bloomington Normal Trades and Labor Assembly. Tony Penn from LIUNA Laborers Local 362 in Bloomington is on the Yes Steering Committee. The McLean County Democrats are likely to endorse the referendum, too, at a meeting next week. It's already won unanimous support from the Democrats' executive board.
I really believe in our teachers, in our educators, and I think we need to do whatever it takes to make sure they have the resources and the tools they need to be successful.
That's Democratic Party Chair Patrick Cortese.
The cost of the average taxpayer will actually go down. And so as a taxpayer who pays Unit 5 taxes, I'm really glad and was pleased to see that.
Cortese says messaging and the timing of that messaging will be key to winning passage. He says one of the reasons that the Illinois graduated income tax failed to pass in 2020 was because people had formed an opinion about it before supporters fully unleashed social media, signs, and spokespeople. Cortese says Unit 5 is off to a late start, too. Yes for Unit 5 began public campaigning on September 26th, just 4 days before the start of early voting. Group leaders say that was intentional. They wanted to hit the ground running and organized.
And to be quite honest, I think they've been a little fortunate that they haven't seen an organized opposition yet.
The Unit 5 Music Parents nonprofit group has endorsed the referendum. They successfully fought earlier this year to avert cuts to Unit 5's fifth grade band and orchestra program. Group president Josh Jensen has 4 kids in the district. As public campaigning began last week, the music parents set up a table and talked to voters at a choir concert at Normal Community High School. They got some questions about how taxes could possibly go down if this is approved.
We want to make sure that we are sticking to the facts of it, that we're not getting too emotional, because there's a lot of emotion that always goes into this kind of stuff. And want to make sure that we're explaining the value of what it will mean for our children.
Other community groups are just now starting to weigh in. The Bloomington Normal branch of the NAACP says it has not had time to fully dive into the issue yet, but President Linda Foster says the need for additional school funding is a no-brainer. Here's First Vice President Dr. Carla Campbell-Jackson.
So we certainly support any type of effort that is intended to fortify our students' knowledge and skill set, and to make sure they can be their best and their most authentic selves.
The League of Women Voters of McLean County is studying the issue too and expects to announce its formal position October 12th. I'm Ryan Denham.
As a matter of disclosure, WGLT General Manager R.C. McBride, a Unit 5 parent, chairs the Yes for Unit 5 Steering Committee. He is not involved in WGLT's reporting on the referendum. The district's next public information meeting is Tuesday night, October 11th. That'll be at 6 p.m. at Normal Community High School.